Welcome to Female Empowered, a podcast for female fitness and wellness professionals and business owners looking for real talk about the ins and outs of our industry. I'm Krista Gurka, an accidental entrepreneur turned CEO of a multi-million dollar health and wellness business. In this podcast, I'll be sharing expert insights and having real conversations about what it means to show up, thrive, and of course, get paid. We'll talk about what works, what doesn't, and what really happens behind the scenes of a client-based business. Also, you can take away advice and actionable steps that help you become a more successful and confident business owner on your own terms. So let's dive in. Hey everyone, thanks for joining me for another episode of Female Empowered. I am your host, Krista Gurka, and today I'm going to be breaking down for you a step-by-step process to prepare for a successful photo shoot. Now, you may be asking yourself, why is Krista chatting about a photo shoot? Well, the truth of the matter is photography, photos are really an integral part of our marketing and advertising. And I am a huge proponent of branded photography. And I'm going to give you a really kind of nitty-gritty way of how I've been using photos for the last probably, 10 years or so in my business. But first, I want to go ahead and break down for you the difference between stock photography and branded photos. So stock photos are typically a storage bank of pre-existing pictures that you can choose from. Some storage banks are free, such as Google Images, but you have to really, really be careful with copywriting, et cetera, et cetera. There are other stock photography banks like iStock. There is Unsplash, which I'm a huge, huge proponent of Unsplash, that have great stock photography. Now, the pros of using stock photography are that they're usually really good quality pictures. They're just not branded for your brand, and they kind of lack originality. The other thing that's great as a pro for them is that they can really be cost effective. So if you're on a budget and you need to get something for free, I would suggest using some of these stock photos. And again, like I said, you could go to iStock. The other one that I really love to use is Unsplash. And I think we'll link some of those up in the show notes. Now, when we talk about real images or branded images, what they are they're really images of you and your business. The quality is usually high. They are used in your colors, in your likeness, in your authenticity. Sometimes they're showing your clients, which I highly, highly recommend. And it really sets you apart from the competition because those are your photos, which means that other people should not be having them up on their website or in their business. Although I'll tell you a funny story about that at the end. The cons to this are that it can get a little pricey. So you'll have to pay for a photographer and editing. But again, today I'm going to break down for you ways, a nitty-gritty way, step-by-step process of how you can have a successful photo shoot on a shoestring budget. All right. So let's go ahead and get to that. I suggest at least if you're starting out doing one branded photo shoot a year, at least one. As you move along in your business, we try to do 3 to 4. I try to say once a quarter, but I will tell you, oftentimes a quarter goes by really fast. And so at the very least, we're doing 2 branded photo shoots a year. And then we reuse photos before, okay? We use old photos from old photo shoots as well. And so that can be very helpful. So let's talk about how I set up for a successful photo shoot. What I start to do is anytime I see a photo on social media, on an email, in a magazine, on Facebook, on any type of social platform, I either will screenshot it or I save the photo if it's on Instagram or Facebook, and I create a little folder, whether it's a Dropbox folder or a Google Drive folder, or even just a little folder of favorites on my phone. And I put all of these photos in there of things that I like that I would love, that I think will resonate with our customers, with our clients. And I save those photos. They could be action shots. They could be shots that I see that are a really good Pilates pose for us. You know, Pilates is my niche, but if it's like a yoga pose or something like that, that I think will really resonate. It's very clean. That's the thing with us. So my vision, my kind of brand is very clean lines. And so I like things that are very clean, not a lot of clutter. And so those are things I start to create this bank in my phone. Then what I do is when I'm getting ready to schedule the photo shoot, I have basically a whole folder of shots that I want the photographer to do. So I come to them with an entire, basically we call it a shot sheet. And I say, we're going to do these photos first. And I already have it mapped out, whether we're going to use equipment, whether we can do these outside, whether we're going to need to be in the studio. So you can plan for lighting and things of that nature. If it's outside, photographers usually love shooting early in the morning. I've done photo shoots as early as 6 a.m. when the sun is rising, or late in the afternoon as the sun is setting. If you're going to do it in studio, especially if it's in your location, you always want to make sure the lighting is good. So photographers will bring their own light, or if you go to an offsite photo studio, they usually have great light there. All right. So we spoke about how to prepare different types of pictures or shots or poses, et cetera, for your photo shoot. Now we're going to talk about what the next step is, which is getting the photographer. So if you are just beginning and you don't have a great budget, you don't have a lot of budget, you could ask for some sort of a trade. So maybe you have a photographer that is a client. Maybe you have a photographer that is a friend. Maybe you could put out a post to see if anyone is looking to gain some experience in photography. So when we were just starting out, when we were doing our teacher training manuals, I put out just a post on my Facebook feed to friends to see if there were any people interested in kind of earning credits towards photography school and would shoot our teacher training pictures as kind of an internship. The other thing I have done before is if photographers are branding or moving from maybe family photos into fitness and they need to build their catalog, then I would say, is anyone interested in possibly doing a trade? You could use our photos in your catalog and we would get the photography session for free. So that is one thing you can certainly do as you start out. You can also see if you can barter. If you have a photographer that is a friend or a client, maybe they can do a photo shoot for you in return for some services, free Pilates or yoga, maybe a physical therapy session, massage therapy, if you're a massage therapist, classes at your studio, and so on and so forth. So those are some really good ways to get photographers to help you out at when you're just starting and you don't have a big budget. All right. Later on in your career, or what we do now is I've had a photographer that I've worked with for years. Shout out to Matt Roy. He's an amazing photographer. Funny story. He actually started out as a patient of mine, gosh, probably like 15 years ago, more than that. And so he's been doing our shoots for over 10 years, I believe. So now he has a really, really good sense of what I like, what I'm looking for, where I like to shoot, what our brand model is. So it becomes easier. But when I first started out for him, I really did create the shot sheet where we were going down item by item. I had all the equipment I wanted to do. I was making it really easy for him as far as him setting up lighting, et cetera, et cetera. The one thing I will advise when you're reaching out to photographers about doing photo shoots is that I negotiate that I want all of the photos. I want them all. They can send them to me in a Dropbox. I've had photographers give me their little flash drive at the end of the session, and I just upload it right into my computer. So I will pay them for their time, but I want, so if they shoot 200 photos, I just want all of the photos. I'm not going to pay for photos afterwards. The majority of our photos are used for social. So on social, on the internet, on the web, they do not need to be as high quality if you're going to print them and blow them up. They do need to be high quality, but they don't necessarily need to be of the highest quality where you are going to print them. If you are going to print photos, they need to be of the highest quality. And usually I negotiate with a photographer that I'll ask him for about 5 to 8 photos edited. The rest of them, I'll take the raw files, and I am really happy just to use them as I wish. Like I said, we use them on social or on our website, maybe in an email, we make memes out of them, but I do not want to negotiate for that. We only get 10 photos and I have to pay for each additional photo. So at the end of every photo shoot, whether we do a full day or half a day, I pay them for their time plus, you know, the editing of whatever they're going to do for 5 to 8 photos, and the rest I get them. Now, I don't print them all. I keep them, like I said, in a Dropbox or a Google folder, and my team has access to them so we can use them for social and website design and creation. All right, so we've got the shot sheet, all of the ideas that you like, that you want to have the photographer take pictures of you. We've reached out to the photographer. The other thing I forgot to mention about the photographer is if you're just working with a photographer, you're just starting, I would ask them if they have experience shooting fitness and lifestyle. Okay. Maybe get 2 to 3 different quotes and decide who you want to go with. The other thing is you want to make sure that they're available at the time that you're available, right? Or at the time that you want your shoot. Okay. So now we're going to move into actually the day of the shoot. If you are any type of exercise studio, I highly recommend having your clients participate in the photo shoot because that's who you're marketing to. So oftentimes we see photos of, I'm going to just use Pilates because that's the niche that I'm in. As I said, we see photos of these beautifully done walkovers on the Cadillac or teasers that are glorious. And yes, that is wonderful to have. But if those are not your clients that you're trying to attract, they're going to look at those pictures and they're going to think this is not for me and they're going to move away. Okay. So I would recommend having clients be part of the photo shoot. So what we do now for Pilates in the Grove is I hire a photographer, our photographer, Matt, for an entire day or half a day. So it's either like 8 to 1 or 8 to 3. And what he does is he comes in the studio and we tell all of our clients this ahead of time. There will be a photographer here on this day. If you do not want to be photographed, please cancel your appointment for this day. And he just basically hangs out in the studio. He takes pictures of clients coming in. He takes pictures of clients talking to staff members, checking in class, doing therapy sessions. So now we have a whole group of pictures with our actual clients. He takes pictures of them interacting with each other. So it gives the vibe of what it is in studio. Then on that same day, we also usually do some instructor shots of if I want certain poses or if I want the staff talking to each other. So again, it gives a vibe of what really is happening in the studio. That's kind of what you want. There's a few other things that I have learned over the course of many years doing photo shoots. It is great to be able to take some photos where you have either a very clear white background. So you could either do that against a white wall or a white sheet of some sort so that you can add copy to the sign or to the side, excuse me, the side of the photo or the bottom. The other thing is we do a lot of depth shooting. So in other words, I'll be in the background where we have the whole floor in the foreground so that, again, we can write copy if we're going to create graphics for this. We sometimes will have me shot in the foreground or our staff shot in the foreground with a blurred background, right? Some depth effect. So we have learned the kind of things that we want after the photo shoot. So if I want to use a marketing photo where I have it looks like I'm holding up the sign of our studio or logo, I might do a picture where it's just myself and I have my hand out to the side, like if I'm holding something. And then our graphic designer will put our little logo or maybe a promotion or something, or you could do pictures where you're looking at something. You could do pictures where you're pointing at something. And then when you create the graphic, that is where the graphic goes. I highly encourage candids as much as possible, because that again creates a good kind of vibe of what your brand is like. I like laughing. I like action shots, which is why it's great to get a photographer that is used to working with fitness and lifestyle. Now, not all of the photos are going to be great. Yes. So if I get 200 pictures in there, sometimes I'm making a weird face, which I will use as a blooper. Sometimes they're really funny. Sometimes we have great pictures of us laughing. Sometimes we have, you know, so some are garbage, we delete them, and other ones we can use forever. I love the ones that we have with our clients in them. The other thing I recommend is try to have instructors wear different outfits so that you can use these photos over a period of time. If you're in the same pictures all the time, they look like the same exact photo shoot. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. If you're in the same clothing all the time, it looks like you're doing it from the same photo shoot. So try to change up your clothes from time to time. Try to maybe change your hair, put your hair up or put your hair down. Try not to be in big, bright, crazy, conflicting colors. We like to do, solid colors so they don't conflict with anything in the background. Those are little things that you like to, can start to learn. And every time you do a photo shoot, you start to learn more and more and more after about what you want from the photo shoot. Okay, which is really why having a shot sheet is really, really great advice and a great thing to go off of. So it also keeps you structured. So you keep moving, because remember, you're paying for that time. Now, when it comes to poses, you definitely want to be mindful of which poses look great in pictures and which poses don't look so great in pictures, right? If it's really hard, really challenging, you don't want it to be, you know, grimacing in your face. Sometimes if they're shot from behind, you know, different body parts. So just be mindful of which photos look great in photo shoots and which poses may not look so good in photo shoots. The other thing is, if you are a personal brand and it's just you, I highly encourage you to take some photos looking directly at the camera, laughing, smiling. Those are great for promotional and marketing content. Hey there. As a female fitness, healthcare, or wellness pro, you know how to work in the clinic, gym, or studio with your clients to help them feel better. But do you know how to keep the business running smoothly so you can help more of those people? If not, what you need is a plan, a strategy to build your very own unique, successful, and sustainable business without gaining too many gray hairs along the way. That is why I created a free resource just for you. This free, yes, free Build Your Biz bundle will help those just starting out in business or thinking of starting out, and those within their first few years, with tangible tips to create an efficient and sustainable business. All you have to do is visit www.kristagurka.com/bundle to grab this free resource today. So the number one most important thing I highly suggest is make sure you're authentic. Make sure you're really who you strive to be, what it speaks to your brand, the kind of customers that you're going after. People can see through. I mean, people can just see through the facade if it's not really who you are. So be as authentic as possible. I think, again, that's why it's a great way to have clients in your photo shoot. Try to feature a variety of different instructors. So I'm going to go back. Let's go ahead and review step by step how to prepare for a successful photo shoot. Step number one, start to create a shot sheet. which means every time you see a photograph online, on social media, in an email, maybe even in a magazine, take a picture of it, take a screenshot of it, and start to create a little Dropbox folder or Google folder, or even some short, some sort of folder in your phone, on your phone. It can be in favorites, et cetera. So you start to get an idea of what you would love to have for your brand. Number two, if you're on a tight, tight budget, maybe you can barter with a photographer for the first photo session, or look for an intern, maybe someone who's in photography school that needs to build up some sort of a resume. If you have some money to spend, and photo shoots should cost you anywhere between $300 and $600, depending on if you're shooting half a day or a whole day. All right. Reach out to a photographer. If you find someone you love, work with them over and over and over and over again. Having the shot sheet will also help you stay streamlined and focused. You're not wasting a lot of time. Number three, try to get clients and a variety of instructors in your photo shoot so that it can last for an extended period of time. Try to change outfits. I wouldn't say this for the clients necessarily, but for you and your instructors, try to change outfits a couple times, hairstyles a couple times, so that it looks like they're on different days. And then step number five, make sure that you get all of the photos so that you can use them over an extended period of time, and that you are being as authentic as possible in your photos. Okay. So I suggest, again, at least starting out with one branded photo shoot a year. Ideally, you're doing 3 to 4 photo shoots a year. Once you get good at this, it's like, you know, you can just rinse and repeat doing over and over and over. I do also suggest splurging on hair and makeup if you can. It just makes us look a little bit more streamlined in the photos. And if you've ever looked at my photos, I'm in fitness and health and wellness, so it's not like I'm going to the prom or a wedding where I have a ton of makeup on. The makeup artist that I use, I love her, and she does my hair also. So I've been using with the same crew forever and ever. And she knows that when I'm doing a lifestyle work shoot, she just does very, very basic light. It's mostly for foundation, and so that we don't look washed out in the photos. So that is a great way to do successful branded photo shoot. If you're still on a real shoestring budget and you need time to work a little bit more before you can afford to do a branded shoot, not a problem. There's a lot of other options you can do. Number one, our phones right now are by far the best things you can use to do pictures. So I actually usually upgrade my iPhone once every 2 years just for the camera. It's great for creating social media content and pictures. So if you can't afford a photographer, maybe just do a photo shoot with your phone and have, you know, your team or someone on your team do a couple different pictures. They're really, really amazing pictures right now. And especially if you're just doing digital and for social media, they work out great. The other thing is you can use stock photography. And I'm going to say it again, the one that I like the most is Unsplash. I use that from time to time. And it's also great just if you're looking for like a picture of a computer or something to do graphics with. So that's it, my friends. I love doing photo shoots. One, because I also love every once in a while getting my hair and makeup done. And then I don't waste it. I try to do something out with my friends or my husband that night because I don't get my makeup done very often. And I don't wear makeup very often. If you're watching this as a video, you'll see I have no makeup on right now. But I do love photo shoots. So if you have any questions about it, feel free to reach out to me, DM me over on Instagram, shoot me an email, Krista@PilatesInTheGrove.com. And I'd love if you shared some of your photos with me of either a recent photo shoot or one that's coming up. Go ahead and DM me over on Instagram @KristaGurka. And until next time, my friends, bye for now. Have a great one.
Hey there. Before you go,
thanks so much for listening to this episode of Female Empowered. If you like what we covered today, I'd love to ask you for a small favor and take 2 minutes to subscribe, download, and even leave an honest review of the show.
This helps other female fitness and wellness professionals find the podcast and really lets me know I'm sharing helpful information with all of you. If you want to get even more insights and find resources to help you market, streamline, and grow your service-based business, visit my website at kristagurka.com, or even better, shoot me a DM over on Instagram at kristagurka. That's C-H-R-I-S-T-A-G-U-R-K-A. Until next time, ladies, be brave, think big, and take action. Bye for now.